Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
We're live on Instagram.
Yeah.
Hello everyone, I'm Trent Keith and this is Ethan McNeil getting us going on Facebook. We are with Keith Realty in case you didn't know that already.
Yep.
And we are going to do our live today. Are we good on Facebook?
I think so. Looks like our picture quality is a little delayed.
Is it?
Well, if you guys want to watch a smoother video, you can hop on Instagram.
All right, good to see everyone. We've got all kinds of stuff today. News stories, questions,
yep,
quotes,
yep,
all kinds of
stuff.
We
got it all just for you.
There you go. So you're going to start with a news story today, or am I?
You can do that one.
That's good, because that's the one I know. Colts won their second game of the year. A lot of people's not watching, and I don't blame you, but the Colts did pull out a win.
Yep.
So.
You sure did.
Although they did not beat the Jaguars, it's on here wrong. They beat the Vikings.
That's because I forgot who they played.
The Jaguars. I think that. Okay, what do you got going on?
Do you feel confident in the Colts after watching that game?
No, not at all. And I'm trying not to watch too much, so I just watched a little bit, and I was not confident anyway.
I was not either. I actually watched that game, so.
Oh, there you go.
I don't watch all the games, but. The other news story was I saw that NASA is planning on sending people back to the moon in 2024. So four years away, a little under 4 years. It's probably more like 3.5. But they're planning on sending people back just for a small price tag of $28 billion.
Is that all?
That's all. So I was thinking maybe we should cut NASA a deal, and I bet I could find a way to get on the moon for $27 billion. You're talking $1 billion they'd be saving if they wanted me to do it. So.
Do you think you could do that?
I probably could. I don't know. Do you think you could do it for $27 billion?
I wouldn't want to say that because I'd be afraid that we wouldn't make it out of sight.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. There's a lot of things I would be up to the challenge, but I don't know if that's one.
You could just strap yourself to a rocket.
Oh, there you go. Rocket man.
Yeah. Oh, for $27 billion. Oh, anyway.
Yeah.
So that was our news stories today.
I tell you what I was thinking. I just found out, I'm adding to our news story.
Yes.
Las Vegas Raiders had their new stadium built in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
It cost $2 billion. I do believe I could have built that for less than $2 billion.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't.
I would
you
do that before I sent somebody
really?
To the moon.
Okay, I would definitely do the $27 billion over that. Those stadiums, they cost a lot. Rockets, I bet you could find one on the black market or something.
You can send your best buddy to the black market.
No, you'd need a really good walkie-talkie to communicate. That far away, but
how many miles do they offer? You get like 20 mile walkie talkie.
There you go. Just start dropping them in space to connect to on the way back. Okay, yeah, let's move on to our questions.
Okay. Alright, our first question of the day. Do I have to submit an earnest money check? No, you do not. But it is suggested. There are cases where you do not have to submit an earnest money check, but if you're selling a piece of property and you get two bids that are really good, say you get two offers that are exactly what you want, and one offer has an earnest money check and one does not, which one are you going to take? That's the way you might look at it if you want to provide earnest
that's
money
good.
Or not. So you don't have to do anything, but the sellers do not have to grant you the property either. So that's the thing to keep in mind.
Yes. Yep. If you're live with us, we've got to mention this. If you're live with us on Facebook or Instagram, you can comment right now and we will answer your questions. We'll add them to
right now.
Do it. Right now. Okay.
Oh, okay. The question.
Wow, that worked. All right. So the next question. What are some tips to make my offer attractive in a multiple offer situation? Basically what Trent just said, put yourself in the seller's position. What would you want to be seeing coming in as an offer? What would you want? Do you want somebody offering on your house that's asking for lots of things, asking for lots of money back, asking for all kinds of stipulations? Or would you want somebody that has a good sizable earnest money check and no stipulations? So it's all about what are you requiring of the seller? And obviously, the bottom line is, how much is the seller going to walk away with? Price is probably the number one thing that's going to make your offer look attractive. So offer full price if you're in a multiple offer situation, and offer above asking price if the house is worth it and you really want it. That's not uncommon in a multiple offer situation. So talk to your realtor, talk to us, and we will help you in a case-by-case situation.
There you go. All right, how do you find a good rental property? Have a good real estate agent. You say talk to us? That's good advice.
Uh-huh.
Ethan answered the third question. Talk to us.
That's it.
And have cash available if at all possible.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to get a good rental property is have a good agent and have as much cash on hand as possible, because you can get the deals done quicker and much easier, which gives you a lot better shot at getting the property because there's less red tape or less issues to deal with in the process.
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Next question. What is a cap rate on a rental property? A cap rate, C-A-P. A cap rate is basically it's a way that investors look to see how much money they're getting back on a rental property versus how much they paid for it. So it varies from investor to investor how they like to figure it, but it's mostly how much did you pay for a property and how much are you getting in income on that property each year. So you take that income, you divide it by how much you spent on the property, and there's your cap rate. So it might be 10%, 6%, 8%. That gives an investor a quick number to decide whether a property is doing a good job performing for them or whether it's something they need to address. So that's what a cap rate is.
Okay. I thought it was something to do with a hat you wore or something.
No, that's the cap tax.
Oh. Okay, next question.
I don't know either. It sounded more smooth than mine.
Will banks loan on a home that needs remodeled? Yes, they will. They have specific loans that are for remodeling a home, but there are very strict criteria that go into loaning on a home that needs remodeled. So it can be done. It's not the easiest process in the world, but if it's something that you're required to do to accomplish what your goals are, there are possibilities out there for sure.
Yes.
Depending on who you're dealing with, it can be easier or harder, but it's not always the smoothest transaction.
Yeah. Yeah, and the less that a house needs work, the better. If you're looking at a house that needs completely gutted and remodeled, you're going to have a hard time finding a bank willing to do that. You might be better off just to get a new construction loan and start over. So, yeah, just agreeing with what Chance said there.
Okay, that's all the questions for today.
Yep. We have some highlighted listings that we wanted to share with you guys. So if you guys are in the market, I'll do the first one. So on Instagram, sorry you can't see our picture of the house, but on Facebook you can see we've got 601, oh, should probably pull up the paper, North Washington Street in Spencer. It is listed for $149 right now. It is a three bedroom, one bath, and it has a 756 square feet finished, plus a one car attached garage. So it's a perfect home if you're looking for a three bedroom, one bath. It's right there next to the elementary school in Spencer. $149 is the price on that one. And then our next property.
Okay. 126 South Warman Drive. This is a nice little home. It's actually in a senior living type area. And what I mean by that is you have to be over a certain age to actually buy the property. And it is a two bedroom, two bath, listed at $145. It's completely remodeled. It has new everything. Windows, roof, water heater, tub, flooring, painting, trim. It's all brand new. They've redone everything within the last couple of years. It is definitely ready to move into. It's one you have to see to appreciate. And we just got it listed. It is just under 1,300 square feet. It's 1,296 square feet. And it was originally built in 96, but like I say, it's completely remodeled for $145,000. So if you know of anyone who wants to move into town and just needs all one level where they can get in and out easy, it does have a one car attached garage. This is one you will want to pass along because it's a very nice place. So keep that in mind.
And you want to like pass on along or pass?
Pass along, along. Share with everybody you know. Okay. Like pass
gotcha.
Along.
Pass along, know. Yes.
Like instead of all your sports stories this week, tell right. them about this house that they can buy.
And pass along this live video too.
There you go, that's right.
Because it's important.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, ending
right,
quotes.
Anything else? We ready for an ending
quote?
Yeah,
I think we are. I hope everybody's enjoying their Tuesday. We're gonna leave you with this ending quote. Ending quotes.
Ending quotes. I'm working on mine now.
All right. Well, I'll do mine real quick. Hard work beats talent if talent doesn't work hard.
Oh, we've shared that one already.
Well, I'm sharing it again. Hard work beats talent if talent doesn't work hard by Tim Notke.
What's his name?
I think it's Tim Notke.
Notke.
That's how I would pronounce it.
Okay. Here's one I think we've shared before, but I want to share it again too.
Okay.
Push yourself because no one else is going to do it for you. There you go. Have we shared that one before?
I don't know. I don't remember it.
For some reason, I'm thinking I remember that one. But
I don't actually remember what we've done and what we haven't done. So.
But I said we'd shared that one.
Yes.
I don't know that for sure either, but it sounds familiar.
Well, there you go. There's our ending quotes. If you have questions between now and next Tuesday, you can post your questions or private message us or direct message us on Instagram. And you can also join us next Tuesday at probably noon. We were a little late today, but probably noon next week.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a good week.
All right. See ya.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.